Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. This is the Personnel Committee of the Pacific Board, and today is August the 28th, 2015. My name is Lydia Bizon. I'm chairing. And we are going to go into first, let's take a roll call. Janet Kay, do you mind taking a roll call to Liliana Gister?
Okay. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Janice Lane Ewart. Serene Roberts. Adriana Casnez. Jim Brown. Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Coburn is present. Lydia Bazan.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Janet Coleman.
Present.
Okay, so there are 11 on the committee. 6 are present.
Okay. Okay, so let's get on to the agenda approval.
Point of information?
Yes.
Janet Coburn. Okay, so one of the things we wanted to, I don't know where this would go, but we wanted to find out from the last meeting was we were having problems with the teleconference system, and we were going to ask Otis to investigate and let us know, is there any information on that?
Right. We're adding that to the agenda. You want that added to the agenda?
Oh, okay. And then the other thing is, what about timekeeping?
Yeah, we need someone to first move for the agenda, and then I'll explain the timekeeping. Can someone move to approve the agenda, and then we'll go
ahead? Lawrence moves to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Okay, so I think in this small committee, I mean, I don't know that we need a timekeeper. If people get particularly long-winded, we can consider it, but I haven't found that to be a particular problem on this committee. Do others feel differently? Okay, so let's just not bother with that. It's not like our board meetings, which are larger and I think more time-consuming. This is more given to discussion on various issues. So let's just see. If it doesn't work out, we'll add timekeeper at some point or at the next meeting. Okay, so let's take you wanted to add to the agenda first, I think, is the a report on what happened with LUPEP.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that before we get into the other discussion. And then, okay, the item on finalizing the interview questions was already on there, but I know Robert wanted to be with a specific time of 15 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Okay. So we'll add 15 minutes to the interview questions, finalize the interview questions. And any other amendments to the agenda?
Robert Mark?
Yes, Robert?
Do we want to add minutes approval at the bottom? I know
yes, let's add minutes approval when Adriana shows up.
Yeah, we can always go back to it or throw it at the bottom so that, you know.
Sure, okay.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
So I thought that you had sent out a draft agenda saying that the minutes would approving the minutes would be postponed.
Was no. That,
okay.
No, I think that it was postponed last time, And no, it should have been up on the agenda, and that was my oversight. And but Adriana's not here, so she's here. No, I only sent in to add the word "have" in the first question.
Okay.
Okay. So, Otis, are you still around? Otis?
Janet Kate, point of order?
Yes.
Are you, so we need to approve the agenda as amended? Or?
Oh, sorry. You get me every time. Okay. Yeah. Are there any other changes?
Hello?
To the agenda? Oh, hi, Adriana?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I couldn't connect. I don't know what happened, but didn't allow my, you know, my code get in. I'm very sorry. I checked
this. This is the same thing that happened last time. Is Otis on still? Otis? Can someone text Otis? And then
I'll call Otis.
Okay. And does anybody have any objection to then moving the minutes approval up since we have Adriana? And does anybody remember if this was the same code that we used last time? I wonder if it's just the code, because we had said last time, let's get a different code, I thought. But I didn't compare it.
I didn't either.
Lydia?
Yeah.
I don't know about last time, but I've been using the same code since May, and it would always work.
Okay.
It didn't work, and Janet had to give me the new code.
Janet Kay? At the last meeting, I got three-way called in by Jim. Go ahead, Janet.
Right, and but I don't think the code was changed since the last meeting.
But we asked. I thought we asked Otis to change it, but maybe we didn't email him. But we need to get him on, and they should give us a new code because this code doesn't work all the time. And so we don't know if any of the absent people might be trying to get in. I mean, last time they emailed us, but I don't know that Serene would have that. But we can't spend every meeting trying to disconnect people.
So we'll find out when Lawrence gets back to us. He's trying to reach Otis, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, did anybody take the roll call?
Yes, we took the roll call, and present are Benito. Do you have something to record right now?
I can send it to Adriana.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so I think if we don't have any objection, like I would imagine most people will start emailing like they did last time that they can't get in, or texting us. So that's the case, but I don't see anything in the email yet. So is Lawrence back? Lawrence, are you back? Does anybody have any objections to moving on with minutes approval?
Yeah, Otis is calling in right now. I mean, he's going to get on right now.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that, and then let's see if we can. If no one objects to having the minutes approval next, which I erroneously left off the agenda. Maybe he can't get in either.
Lily. Benito Tostak?
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, with all this confusion, I know Janet brought it up, Janet K. brought it up, but I think we forgot to vote on the agenda, to approve the agenda as amended.
Oh, okay. Any objection to approving the agenda?
Did everybody receive my minutes?
Yes, we received your minutes. I responded to one change, which wasn't a change to your minutes. It was a change to the original text that I sent of the question. And and so now we will have approval next, but we'll stop if Otis is on. Otis, are you on yet?
Yeah, he told me that everything was working fine.
No, but is he going to get on the call?
I asked him to. He was in the middle of doing something, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'll write him and just say, Otis, please announce yourself when you come on.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes.
Didn't we approve to move the minutes approval to the end of the agenda?
We did, and then I asked if anybody objected to moving it up to where it belongs at the beginning, as the next item, and you didn't speak up. No one spoke up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that was, you know, one of the amendments. Okay, so go ahead. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? And this is two sets of minutes.
So, Benito, I move to approve the minutes as amended.
Okay, is there any objection? Oh, we should verbalize our amendment. So, Adriana, what I emailed was to simply add the word in the first question in the first question, it says, do you have any experience? It should be, do you have any experience? And that was not your error. That was in the original set of questions I emailed. So.
Okay, I can change that.
Janet K., point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
So there were two sets of minutes that we were going to approve. One was August 14th, and the other was, I think, July 7th. I can't remember, but so which set of minutes was your?
I just said both. Is there someone to separate that? Okay. So if there's no objection to approving the minutes as presented, is there any objection to the adding the word have after do you? Not at fault. This is how I sent it to her. It says, do you have any experience leading a company? And it should be, do you have any experience?
I already changed it.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other objections to the minutes? Any more amendments? Okay. If not, then the minutes are approved. And we will go on to the next item. Otis, you're not on yet? Okay. I emailed him and asked him to get on. You might think since he didn't discover a problem, but obviously there is. And, okay, so can we set the next meeting? Do we have another meeting set right now on the calendar?
Yes, we do.
Which is?
September 11th.
Lovely. Why does
September 11th.
Okay. Oh, wrong calendar. Okay. Does anybody have any objection to September? Oh, that's the day after the other board meeting.
We already scheduled September 11th.
Yeah, right. That's fine.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, so we will keep that, and maybe should we schedule another one? Or at September 11th, should we schedule the interview? We don't know yet.
Janet K. Point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
So do we have both an open and closed session on the 11th?
I don't know.
That's the way that we schedule. We said we'll be 8:30 to 9:15 open, and 9:15 to 10:30 will be executive.
Okay. So let's do that, because then we can discuss that night setting up interviews based on whatever we have. Any objection to that? Which might be other dates other than our regular meeting dates.
Point of information?
Sure, Janet. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's something I don't quite understand in the procedure of this committee. When and how? I don't even know how. I don't know this, but I don't know how we are going to select and how many we're going to select as finalists of this pool whose resumes and letters we've read. What is our timeline on that?
Okay, well, it's as soon as possible, but it largely depends, I think, and I'll get into that during the update.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll deal with that next, and I'll articulate some of my concerns and so forth.
So
right now we're setting up the next meeting. So first of all, I recommend that we just leave that for now, and then set up the next meeting next time or by email with full consensus. But I suspect it'll be at the next meeting that we set up the interviews and start those right away.
Okay.
Janet Kay, may I?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
Janet.
So if we wait until the 11th, then we would not be able to schedule another meeting until after the 18th, I think. And so do we want to wait, let's say, 2 weeks after the 11th to have another meeting? Just asking.
So my thinking is that if we review the resumes to date and by the 11th, then there should be enough there that we can start interviewing people. And so it's, you know, to set up a meeting when we really need these extra days for actual interviews, I think is not worth it, because we're going to have to carve out interview dates next. So on the 11th, what we're going to be doing is carving out interview dates rather than meeting dates per se. I mean, they're really meeting dates because we're interviewing people, but they are specifically to interview people.
Janet Kay?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so in addition to setting up interview dates on that day, I think we should also have on the agenda to set up the date that the PND would vote on, or, you know, review the CFO applications, et cetera, and interview.
You mean when we meet on the 11th?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, we can try if we have input. Again, so for now we have the 11th, and if there's no objection, we'll just move on to the next item, which is the update, and that will inform, I think, the rest of the conversation. So, was everybody able to, I hope, and if you weren't, I can help you through it offline, but to get on to the document section of the Personnel Committee to read those first 11 resumes before I post more. Was everybody able to do that?
Yeah.
Otis had something out. Okay, so Janet C. was okay. Benito,
can you just ask who was not able?
Yeah, that's where I was going to, but Janet, let me chair the meeting. Thank you. Lawrence, Benito, you're okay with the process?
Benito, I haven't.
Yeah, Benito?
I haven't had an opportunity to try it.
You try it. Lawrence, have you tried yet? Okay. Lawrence, I think you're on mute. Robert, you've been able to get on, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And Adriana?
Yes, me too.
Okay. And Janet K., you've done it before, I think. So you got it?
Yes, I was able to do it.
Okay, terrific. Okay, so I will be adding some more. Not as many as I had hoped, I might add. Last time, there were, you know, a very large number coming from monster.com, and there were far fewer this time. There's only like a very few in there. I'm going to expand more ads. There were some that HR recommended, and there have been some issues because the show has been out and so forth. But anyway, so I'm hoping to get more, but we haven't gotten really too many. It's still an anemic pool. That's my concern. So the particulars of what we've reviewed, those of us that have looked at him can discuss it in executive session. But at this point, my one of my concerns, because it is not at the level that I would have hoped in terms of a response, is that we remove the deadline from the resume that is posted. I did not include it in the posting for Monster because it was right on the job description. Because it was extremely expensive if I were to go back and modify that later to extend the posting. And by the way, I subscribed to it for 30 days, which was beyond our deadline period anyway. So this way, if the resumes keep coming in, all the better in case there is a gem toward the end. It does not keep us from moving forward with some interviews. Does anybody have any objection to that? So I sent out a motion to remove deadline for submission from job description and the ads and the Pacifica website's posting. By the way, Janet Kay's objection last time about the chair making a motion, I did look that up. And Robert says even with a small board, not even an advisory board, even with a small board, the chair can make a motion. With a very large board, it's not recommended. It's not prohibited. It's just not recommended. But with a small board, and again, we're not even a small board. So on the side it said, I looked at various parliamentary sites as well. And it's permitted, so I am making the motion. Something I would not do on the full board meeting. Okay, so Janet Kay, did you have a comment?
Yeah, two things. One would be great if you would provide the citation for that. And the other thing is there a max or an optimal number of applications you are suggesting we have?
Well, I think, in the past, the last time we had the search, we had something like 60, I believe. And I'm not saying we have to have 60, but I would think that we would at least have to have half of that. But the committee can decide. It's not really the number. It's the number of those that even meet our basic criteria. So obviously, like some of the resumes are like several times higher in their salary requirements than what we posted. and so, so we have a smaller and smaller pool of those that would qualify, whereas when we did this in 2012, there was a larger pool of those that were feasible, that weren't just they just posted to post to send in their resumes, but that were within in the realm of what we would be looking for. Not all those 60, by the way, but I'm just saying, out of the 60, if you had half of them that were within the realm, that's really good. But if you only have 30, then you only have 15 that might be in the realm. That's sort of total. it'll depend on how many. If you have, if we get 30 and none of them are even resumes that we could conceivably consider, then obviously we would have to expand the pool. So that'll be the determination. And again, we can discuss the particulars in executive session.
Robert Markstack.
Yes, Robert.
It is commonly done that on the time for submitting a resume, they put in until filled. And I would suggest that we change your motion to include until filled as the deadline for application. But this underscores my email that I sent out about whether or not we should just send the questionnaires out to applicants to fill out in writing, because as they trickle in during this period, you know, we can send out an immediate response with the questionnaire and get that back from them so that we're kind of ahead of the game and not trying to figure out how to orally get answers to all these questions. Mm.
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay.
About the responses in writing, I would really like to postpone that decision until after the executive session today.
Right. Well, right now we're on the motion that I made didn't have to be seconded, and Robert Mark made a recommendation, an amendment to add until filled, which is commonly used, and I personally wouldn't object. Does anybody object to that?
No.
Okay. And so, Adriana, do you have that? It's my motion's in the agenda, which says move to remove the deadline for submission from job description, and it should be add plural, and Pacifica website posting, and replace with until filled.
Let me check.
Only the first part is in your email. It's on the agenda.
Okay.
And then, but the amendment is to and replace with until filled.
Okay, until filled. Yeah, we'll add that phrase.
Yes. Okay. Is there any objection to that motion now, as amended?
Janet Kay, point of information.
Janet.
So, until filled could mean that the process could go through all kinds of phases, steps, whatever, interviews, da-da-da-da, and then let's say it would be filled during a PNB meeting, so even right the day before that PND meeting, somebody could apply? I just don't understand.
Robert, you want to respond to that concern? I mean, that happens to be why I didn't do that, but then, you know, but it is commonly done. But anyway, go ahead, Robert, because to just leave it blank is kind of odd also. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I think that would allow for that to happen, and that's particularly a good thing, considering we've had situations where we narrowed down the candidacies to three, and then we got rejected by the candidate we liked. And if something we really like comes through at the last minute, then it's our prerogative to delay the whole process and take the time to interview that candidate. So I think that's a good thing, because it allows for the possibility of the strongest candidate getting the job.
Okay. Janet Kay?
Yes, and Benito.
Oh, sorry, Benito was before you. Sorry, Benito was on. Well, you go ahead, Benito.
So I agree with Robert. I think that gives us greater flexibility. Whenever possible, I also have a point of information.
Okay.
It's on a separate related point, so we might as well finish this first.
Okay, Janet.
Well, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thinking that it might make more sense to set the deadline to be when the personnel committee determines a pool, which we don't know that date yet. Rather than until filled. So I don't know how to... Until further notice, maybe, rather than until filled. I'm going to move to amend Robert's amendment to say until further notice.
Okay. Any other comments?
Can Janet describe what you mean? What's the difference here? What are we...
Yes.
What are we deciding?
May I? Chair,
yes.
May I?
If the
yes.
Chair says yes.
Okay. So my understanding of what Robert's language would might involve is that it might...
Hello? Are we losing you? Hello, Janet?
Janet?
Yes. Okay, so her concern was,
speech.
Yeah, her concern was basically that we would be setting up all these meetings, we would have a process, and then we would not be able to obviously facilitate something last minute, which could upset the ratings and blah blah blah, and delay the process actually. But I happen to agree with Robert, but that was basically her point. But I have not seen no further notice was what she was recommending. But I don't know.
Sorry.
If she did it. Are you back?
This is Janet. Yeah, I don't know whether that was me or whether that was Lupa. That knocked me off. I'm moving my phone.
Okay. Just talk.
You want me to continue or?
Please, continue.
Okay. So between the time the personnel committee sends the PMB the pool and there is an actual PMB meeting to interview the candidates, and then after that to then select, because it's up to the PMB to actually select the final person. So what my understanding is of Robert's language is that up to the day before the PMB actually selects, you know, until selected, I can't remember what the exact language is, that it could somebody could apply up to the day before the PMB actually does a selection. So that would be that. But what my amendment would mean is that the application date would be up until the time the personnel committee selects its the finalist, the pool that would go to the PMB. I don't know if that clarified it.
Okay, but what is your wording? I think that's what we're looking for. So just until further notice, is that your
right.
wording? We need?
Right, and then once we know when, you know, whatever, if we decide that it would be when the personnel committee would determine it, then we could set a date.
Right. She needed an explanation. We need the words. Okay. So the amendment is until further notice instead of until filled. That is the amendment. Adriana, can you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Do we have objection?
Oh, I'm sorry, Benito. Did you have a question about this?
No, I was just going to make a comment.
Okay. Then can you call the roll, please, Adriana?
Do we have objections?
Yes. I already said I support Robert's amendment and not this one.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Jose Luis Fuentes, Janet Cobran?
Yes.
Let's see. Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, I thought you heard me. Lawrence votes no.
Thank you.
Excuse me, is this for Robert's motion or?
No, this is for this is for Janet.
Okay.
Is until
got
further
it.
Notes. And then Roberts was until filled. Okay.
Okay. I vote no. Mark?
No.
Janet Tallman?
Who was that? Who just said that?
Robert Mark.
Yes.
Say no. Janet Tallman?
I say no.
Okay. Serene Roberts? Jim Brown, Benito Diaz?
No.
Janet Van Ewart is not here. Lydia Brasson, do you want to? Do you wish to vote? You vote no, right?
Yes, I vote no.
I have 1 yes, 6 no's.
Okay. So now can we take, is there any objection to Robert's amendment to the motion that I made to replace our date with until filled?
Yes.
Okay. Adriana, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Janet Cobram?
No.
Lydia Rashad?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana, can I vote yes? For Mark?
Yes.
Janet Tallman?
Yes.
Darin Roberts? Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
Aye.
Janet, you have 6 yes, 1 no. The amendment passed.
Okay, thank you. Now let's take a vote on the motion as amended. You want to call the roll again, please?
Yeah.
Or is there any objections? Yes, there is. Janet Kay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Janet.
You didn't, sorry, you didn't, I don't not like you to vote for me or say what how I voted. And I do not object, so.
Okay, no objection, not objections yet.
Okay.
Okay. Then the main motion, as amended by Robert Mark, passed without objections.
Okay. So, and that was a question. It wasn't a statement, Janet. So next is, okay, motion. Okay, finalize the interview question.
Benito, I have a question.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
A point of information?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't understand the point about a questionnaire. Maybe that's something that was decided on at the last meeting and I was absent. I don't know what was being referred to.
He was suggesting sending the candidates a written questionnaire in advance with our questions.
So we already agreed to do that?
No. What did we agree?
You're saying send the questions ahead of time.
No, that's right. Actually, Robert, it was because he. Okay, this is what happened. I made a motion, and he raised it in response to my motion as kind of part of the conversation. So we need to go back to that as a question. So, Robert, do you want to make that motion?
I'll go ahead and move that we send out the questions as a questionnaire to all the candidates that apply, and okay. then we can have a discussion. I can find out why anybody would be opposed to that.
Okay, thank you.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Okay, so I think that I don't think it would make sense if we have, let's say, to 60 applications for all of us to have to read through 60 applicants' responses to all the questions when it's likely that, I don't know what number, but maybe a significant number of the applicants might be eliminated by this committee for all kinds of reasons. So I would want to hold off on that. I think it's a good idea to have written responses, but not by all of the candidates, all of the applicants. So.
Okay. Anyone else have any thoughts on whether this should be in writing rather than the oral interview?
Well, I would like to hear, Benita, I'd like to hear Robert's argument.
And I have a point of information, Chair.
Okay, Lauren.
Yeah. So I believe the previous speaker was saying that we should hold off on it, and so hold off on this process. How long would the speaker, I think it was Janet, suggest? So I could better inform myself in regards to this issue.
May I respond, Chair?
Yeah, I don't know what anybody's talking about now. Go ahead.
Okay, so all I'm saying is that, all right, there was at least one application where the person was not applying for this particular job, you know, this position. And so I wouldn't want to send out the questions to that person and have to read through those responses. There are other reasons. So I would think that possibly during or, well, either the executive session or in the future, we would be able to narrow down, let's say, the number of applicants that we would be considering to, if we are okay with having them give written responses to get them from.
Okay. So now, Benito.
All numbers.
Yeah, okay. Now, Benito directed a question to Robert. Robert, you want to further motivate?
Quite simply put, I'd rather read the answers than be on the phone for 15 hours listening to the answers.
Okay. So no one else has a comment. Here has been my...
I do have a comment.
Oh, you do have... Okay, go ahead and then I'll go.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear the motivation first. But I don't know. It just seems to me like... I don't want to call it cheating, but like if we were in school or the candidates are in school or anything, but like it seems to me that providing the questions ahead of time allows the candidate to go talk to their friends and who might be CPAs or whatever, accountants, get the right answer. Well, you know, of course there are no right answers, but you know what I'm saying. You know what, as opposed to posing a question to someone on the spot and listening to how they respond on the spot, you know, standing up, which is what I think that makes a whole lot more sense. So unless, Robert, you had another reason, that's why I asked you, to motivate, I'm not convinced.
Okay, so I would oppose both this and just streaming down the number of who we would send to, although I agree with Janet Kay that there are probably more people who would not end up in our pool than not. So just to send it to all of them would not make sense. But that aside, even if we trim it, I think having gone through these several times with the interview, the interview process plus the cover letter, how they would in writing express themselves, already present different aspects of what inform our decision. But the interview has tends to sway us significantly, and to inform us rather, not to sway, but to inform us about their ability to communicate, because as we know, a CFO has to be on multiple meetings, both at the PMB, the finance committee, the audit committee, and they have to be able to communicate what they know. And so people's communication skills are important in a leadership position like the chief financial officer.
Point of personal privilege?
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to withdraw the motion subject to the consent of the body.
Okay. Does anybody have any objection to withdrawing the motion? I think it was worthy of discussion, I might add, though. I did not take it as something frivolous at all. It was a good motion. I just happen to think there are other aspects to it. But is there any objection to withdrawing the recommendation? Okay. And by the way, these interviews aren't that long. They're usually around 20 minutes. The longest would be 30, but they're usually, on average, about 20 minutes. And I don't know how many candidates we would have. So there you go. So I don't think it'll be arduous. Okay, so moving along.
Excuse me, but we never did anything with the motion I actually wanted to make and did make concerning the adding of a question concerning timely reconciliation.
I'm sorry, what was the motion?
I sent it in writing that I'll have to now find it. But it was about adding the question concerning, as a fiscal team leader, what would you do to ensure timely filing of account reconciliations and journal entries?
Yeah, Robert, it's because we haven't gotten to that item on the agenda. It's next.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda is finalizing the interview questions, and you had a question, Janet had a couple of the additional questions to add, so that's what we're going to consider next. Okay, so the added questions, let me see where Robert is. Okay, so let's start with the two questions by... motion to add to the questionnaire. So that's kind of where we are right now. Well, we didn't finish. Wait, let me backtrack a little bit. So we didn't finish the rewording, what was postponed from before. This is before we add additional questions. excuse me. Okay, so this was number 10. It says, our outside auditor issued an ongoing concern alert for two consecutive years. What would you recommend to the leadership of Pacific to rectify the situation? The motion to postpone the rewording of the question until the foundation receives the new recommendation from the auditors after the 24 audit is completed was approved without objection. Okay. Oh, so I guess that was resolved. So that is removed then, right? Until we have something later. Okay. So then we had the... okay, now here was something where it occurred to me we can combine it. This was Coburn's motion to add to the CFO questionnaire. What is your experience preparing budgets and working with multiple interrelated budgets? And then Robert's amendment was, what is your experience preparing budgets and working with multiple integrated multi-divisional budget, I recommend adding the interrelated budget and multi-divisional budget. So you can put
Janet
them both.
Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay, so I had sent something before the meeting with suggested language, which is what how we left it at the last meeting, that we would resolve this with, you know, we would look at the language. And my suggestion is to have it be, what is your experience preparing budgets and working with multi-divisional integrated budgets? Period. And
That's fine.
I emailed that.
Today? Oh, there, I see it now. Okay.
Sort of simplifying it.
Okay, I see it.
And moving the integrated in it into a different position.
Right. Does anybody have any objections to that? Robert, since this was your original motion, does this say to you the same thing?
No, I'm okay with it.
It wasn't his original. It was, and he amended it.
It was your original motion as amended by Robert. So does this
yes.
satisfy your amendment? It does. Okay. So.
Point of information.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't hear what Janet I didn't hear her proposal.
Shall I repeat it?
Yeah, we've got to speak up, Janet.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
She emailed it at 5:17, which would be 8:17 your time.
Yeah, I don't have access to my inbox.
Okay, Janet. Janet,
shall I repeat it?
Yes,
Sarah?
Please.
What is your experience preparing budgets and working with multi-divisional integrated budgets?
Okay, does anyone have any objection to that wording? Okay, so that will be... another question added to our existing question. And then she had another motion, and then we'll get to yours, Robert. I have forgotten. What has your experience been with nonprofit audits and tax filing? Oh, this was approved. Sorry. And then now we're going to get to Robert. Okay, Robert, you want to repeat your... question that you want added. I'm clicking on it now.
Sure. What would you, as a fiscal team leader, do to ensure timely completion of account reconciliations and journal entries at each station, and how would you implement timely completion of schedules in preparation for audit?
Okay. Anyone want to speak to this?
Yeah, Benito.
Go ahead.
Janet Kay.
Yeah, Robert, can you just break that down into English? I don't understand the question.
Okay,
I don't know anything about accounting, so.
Go ahead, Robert.
We're hiring a CFO. Our biggest weakness has been our inability to get a timely audit done because our stations are not completing their account reconciliations and making their journal entries. And then thereafter, the schedules requested by our auditor are not being completed in a timely way. So since this is one of our greatest fiscal weaknesses at Pacifica, I'd like to have the candidate explain how they could improve that situation.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I would like to comment unless someone else wants to get on the
Janet
chat.
Kay.
Lawrence is the second.
Okay, Janet and Lawrence.
Okay, yes, I support this question. I just would want to change, it says, what would you, as a fiscal team leader, I would want to change that to as the fiscal team leader.
Okay, Lauren?
Yeah, I see where Rob is coming from. And, you know, having sit on the audit committee now for 3 years, and having seen, you know, the shapes of the way our stations prepare themselves for the audit, I would also like to find out what the new CFO would do in addressing that deficiency. Thank you.
Okay, so now I will oppose it for this reason. There's no way that someone outside of what our structure is, which is nowhere on our website, and unless you're an insider, which I don't think any of these candidates would be able to apply what is being asked for here. They would probably respond to something because they would think that the individuals are specifically answer to them, which at this point they do, but they also are employees of the individual station. And, it's a more complicated question than can be adequately responded to in this. Also, because we have it is the board that creates the policy that dictates some of this, I think this is a question for the board, that the team leader needs to come to the board, for example, and say this doesn't work. This is how we have given more authority to the CFOs over the business managers in order to get this. But there's more to it than that. There are a lot of internal mechanisms and policies that have not been crafted, much less able to be implemented, but they wouldn't know that. They don't have a copy of our finance policies, for example. So at this point, I think, however important, I will be voting against it. But anyway.
Hey, Diana?
Yes, Diana?
Okay.
Well, who else?
Serene.
Go ahead, Adriana. Okay, Serene. Adriana and then Serene.
Yes, I agree with your concept, Lydia, because I think that our problems comes for how we structure power and how we, the governance part. It will be not up to the CFO. That's why what we are trying to do is centralize the accounting to solve this problem. Like you said, we will ask CFO, and he doesn't know. It's not in his hands to he can complain about the issue, but he cannot solve it unless that we prepare the policies that need to be in place, and then he could apply. I think that this question will, more than anything, scare and confuse that a professional. If I'm applying for a company and they ask me that, I will say, well, these people don't know what to tell the employees that they must be done. You know.
Janet, okay. I'm sorry. Who are you calling on, Sarah?
Gary Kate, what is your point of order?
Yeah. So I had proposed an amendment to Robert's question, changing a to the. And so are we talking about that?
Okay. No. Would there be any objection to adding the to the instead of a? Okay. Hearing no objection, that amendment is incorporated. Let's get back to the stack, who would be Serene.
Okay, so I want to agree with what Lydia has said and what Adriana has said. Furthermore, I want to reemphasize, I suppose, the point that, the business managers are under the direction of the station manager, and I know we have a motion that gives the CFO certain hiring and firing and so forth authority, and that's fine, but primarily that person works at the station. If what is needed is not being done, the general managers should then be held accountable for not making sure that gets done. I don't see that it really becomes a job for the CFO, or certainly not a question for a CFO candidate. Thanks.
Okay. Are there anybody else to the staff?
Jenna K.
Jen?
Jen K. Go ahead. Oh, just that there was a policy that was changed, a Pacifica policy that was changed in February of this year, that provided that the CFO have authority over the accounting duties of the business managers, have co-authority with the GM when it came, or I think it was only the CFO has the accounting authority over the business managers. So this would fall into that category.
Right, but my point was, how would this person know that? And again, my point is that if the board changes that on September 10th at the next board possible, then, you know, again, how would this candidate know this? I mean, this is not standard accounting.
Robert Markstack.
Rob, go ahead.
Did you call on me?
Yes, I did. Sorry.
I would just want to say this is not standard accounting. This is elemental accounting. Every applicant with any accounting experience would know the importance of timely bank reconciliations and journal entries. And quite frankly, we've lost over $1 million from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting because we can't seem to get this done. And whether these candidates know our systems or our policies or not, I would like to hear their answer to find out if we have a candidate who is willing to step up and attempt to make changes to correct this deficit. And not asking the question seems to me to be tacit approval of business as usual at a Pacifica.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, so I totally agree with what Robert just said. Doesn't have to be, the applicant doesn't have to know the specifics of Pacifica's policies, etc. And I support Robert's question.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes, Adriana.
I wasn't in that part. Did we eliminate the executive session?
No. Why? What time is it? Are we past time?
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time at the beginning trying to get. Okay. Well, our executive session is going to be very brief anyway at this juncture, I think.
Okay. We can postpone it, you mean, because we are half an hour late already for that.
Oh, okay. Yes, Jack K.
Move to, deal with this question, vote on this question, and then go to executive session.
Okay. Well, first, let's vote on this question and see how long this takes. And so my final comment is that I agree with Serene that the thing is that a whole lot of things have to be fixed in order to make this happen. It's not strictly up to the CFO. I think that the overall issue is that we do not have an adequate evaluation process in place. very few of our stations have adequately evaluated their GMs, much less the GMs of the business managers. We haven't had sufficient permanent staff in some of these positions to execute these in a timely fashion. And so everybody, you know, there is a lackadaisical attitude toward all of this. If there aren't going to be any consequences, and those are policy issues, and they're not all of the CFO's doing, it's the rest of us with an updated employee manual. There's all kinds of things that have not happened, and that hopefully the personnel committee or the PMP can tackle sooner rather than later. But anyway, so I will be voting no on this. But if Adriana, if you can call the roll.
Okay. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Lydia Rason?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Adriana Castillo, no. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Janet Coleman? Janet Coleman?
Sorry, yes.
Yes. Thank you. Celine Roberts?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Janet Lane Ewer is not here. Jose Luis neither. We have 3 yes, 4 no's, and 1 abstention. The motion fails.
Okay. So let's adjourn to executive session. And let's hope we can all get them. Okay?
Yeah.
So they.
Why don't we verify the calling number?
Not here.
You
not under
that
open session.
We can. That's right. Sorry.
Well, you want to see somebody text it to you?
No, I have it.
Okay.
I have it. Thank you.
Okay.